every year they would let you out of the orphanage and farm you out for Christmas. Let some Catholic family take a boy out and give him a holiday. It was lovely 6 weeks of it. And that was marvellous, you know, to get away from those walls with broken glass on it, which was put there, they said, to stop intruders coming in, not to letting you escape. And Jack Carew was one of these wonderful families. He lived in a place called Urak, just out of Colac, Victoria. And to me, like 100 miles away was like 1,000 miles away. And I'll never forget the brother coming in the dormitory and waking me up in the morning. And he had another fellow called Jim Cummings who joined me too, the two of us, going down to get on this steam train at Spencer Street Railway Station. Then going away into the country. That's one thing that the brothers did for me. It was absolutely marvellous to see us off. Then Brother O'Neill, he was the brother superior, and he saw us off and waved us. And those were the days when the train pulled out, you put your head out the window and got a foot full of in your eye, and you were there for the rest of the journey in misery. But as it would fly clickety-clack, and you go through railway crossings, when the grip man would open the gates, all manually done, come and open gates, and all the traffic would be lined up, they went into go, kids on bikes and horses and carts and trucks. You went past backyards of houses with washing on the line, flapping, goodbye, goodbye, Melbourne Town. Goodbye, Melbourne Town, goodbye. I am leaving you today for a country far away. And we're all singing that goodbye. I didn't want to come back to Melbourne Town anymore.